G'day guys, and welcome back to episode 106 of the Hobbled Goblin podcast. How are you all feeling after last week?
Toasty.
I've got hay fever.
Paralyzed.
I feel nothing anymore.
Stunned silence.
Spring sucks.
Fuck that
Spring
encounter.
Rule.
That encounter was terrible.
Who rolled that encounter? Yeah, who the hell did that?
Yeah, fucking you.
Some dickhead, I don't know.
We were doing so good. Killed the T-Rex, and then we fucking all get paralyzed by some fucking mummies out of nowhere.
That's all right. I'm used to being useless in encounters at this point.
Oh, my God.
I think we were all useless. That was entirely Callista and Tarog. Like, you and I did nothing, and they did everything. Mm. Thank you for carrying us.
Carrying the party again, Callista.
Yeah, naturally, with these big arms.
Hot.
A lot of damage, though. Please help. Yeah, fuck. Crack the bones. Fuck. IRO as well, fuck. I should get help.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay, in which case, we should probably see what happened.
Yeah.
What the aftermath is, as stepping through the wall of fire, Callista emerges towards you, Marcello, and Tarok, with the now flaccid body of Melantika draped over her shoulders.
I'm not rigor mortis anymore? I thought I was rigor mortis.
But just before she stepped in, you kind of flopped.
Oh, just bleh.
Oh.
I don't know why I blipped with two arms, one arm. Bleh.
But, so as you kind of, and she steps through, took 19 points of damage, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a bit.
So basically, Callista steps out and she's carrying this charred husk of a body, like, still intact, but like the skin is like sloughing off from like this blackened skin from the left hand arm, drips from the hand onto the floor in front of her.
Why are you carrying one of the mummies, Callista?
No, you're still paralyzed, aren't you? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
are you both paralyzed? Yeah.
But that's what you guys see.
That's what I think. That's my inner monologue.
She like lays him down on the grass and like bits of flesh like dripping off him still.
And look over at Tarok, snap out of it.
And about 5 seconds later, Tarok and Marcello both kind of snap out of it together.
Callista, what's going on? What happened to him?
I took him out of the fire. He was fine before I left the fire, and now he's falling apart.
Oh no. I'm going to run up and I'm going to cast. Please, this is going to work. Saren Ray, give him back to us. And I kiss him.
Oh, gross.
With Breath of Life.
Really get the tongue in there.
Yeah. I take his face and I go, come back to us. And breathe in life to Melantika.
So what's 16, the caveat with Breath of Life? How soon do you have to cast it?
Within one round.
And you were paralyzed for a round?
Yeah.
I was paralyzed for three, technically.
How does it feel like kissing a corpse?
Because
I died like 2 rounds ago.
It's not working.
Oh, God. Wait, so before I got you through the fire?
I was technically dead by the mummy, the last hit before the mummy collapsed. So if you'd killed that one, then I would have been fine. But and then if you brought me through the fire, I would have been dead as well.
Shit.
It's not working.
Wait, that's Melantika.
It's not working.
Yeah, what do you mean it's not working? No, it was fine. He's next to me in the fire, a little bit frozen, but...
His journey has ended, Callista. The fire cleanses all. And if he's got eyeballs, if he's got eyelids, I'll close them over.
Yep. I used to be immune to fire, but what happens when you take away your fucking god?
Yeah,
he's... you sweet fool.
Damn this island! No!
Does this mean that Shutakutli's actually dead?
I mean, if he ever really existed.
Well, it means his last true follower is.
I suppose. And I mean, we're close to his village, but would they want his body?
I don't know, Callista.
To spit on. Parade me around, this is what happens.
Well, we wouldn't have got this far without you, friend. I hope you're doing better wherever you are.
No, but also, who's going to talk to those squirrel people now?
Is that really the biggest concern we have right now?
Look, he was really weak already, all right? And I know, yes, you know, we could still carry him around and everything, but it wasn't looking very good. Mm-hmm. He could only walk because I gave him my belt. Oh, my belt. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take my belt back. Just saying, Callista, he's been on death's door for the last couple of days. This is probably not really surprising, but
I guess he's not going to need that lucky stone anymore.
Still, what a shame.
I'm literally not even cold yet.
Yeah, enough, Perkle.
I guess it will return to its rightful owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, switch my belts back around. Fuck this. This penciling in of the other elves and things.
Ah, Antiki, you fool. There was such promise in you. We've got to civilize you.
Civilize? Look, if you do want my shit, I've got the Collar of Natural Armor +2, Stone of Luck, Snakeskin Cloak, and my Shirt of Immolation, Belt of Con.
Marcello, make me invisible.
Oh, yes, we have a ritual to uphold at this point, don't we? Yeah, absolutely make Tarok invisible.
And I cast Daylight on the corpse.
Daylight.
And I pick it up.
And aren't we just outside Tenaroa?
You're still like half a day out of Tenaroa.
And I walk the invisible procession with Millipicker's corpse.
No.
Glowing daylight.
You've got to stop being a thing.
Sarenrae, we commit this one. Well, actually, Pharasma, we commit this one to you now. His time here on the material plane has ended. May his spirit soar like the flames of a great bonfire. We will miss him.
What do you want to do with the body?
Carry it back to Tenaroa.
We'll bring it back to Tenaroa, yeah.
Okay. So that was the second watch that happened, so you've still got the rest of the evening.
Oh, shit.
The rest of the night, sorry.
Far out.
I'm sit with the body for the rest of the night.
Mm. Okay. So it's a slow procession. I mean, not with your strength and stuff like that. You walk at normal speed. But especially not with someone slowing you down now.
Probably the same. They were carrying me anyway, let's be perfectly honest.
Yep.
But yeah, you make it back just before noon to the wall. You hear the shout goes up and they open the gates and let you in. And you walk into the village of Tanaroa. The charred husk that was once Milintika in your arms.
Has anyone greet us?
Can anyone speak?
I've spoken to Jakal before.
Yeah, Jakal can speak.
Will you take us to Jakal?
They understand the word Jakal and they take you over to her hut.
Hello. Oh, what have you there?
We bring back the corpse of the outcast and the heretic. The last follower of Shutakultli is no more.
We were visited by the Aspect, and it told us what went on in the volcano. It appears judgment has been passed.
It appears it has. At least for now.
I assume this means that you'll help us now that now there's no more bad blood between Tanaroa and Farshore, correct? We did fix the volcano.
Yes, and we made a promise to help you. And with his cleansing in flame, his body can be returned to the Keeper. And he will be raised as one of the honored dead. For in the flames, his soul is cleansed.
That's what I said.
That's so mad.
Hold on.
And she kind of like pokes her head out of the hut, says something in Razadlanti. And two guards walk in, take the body from you, and leave.
How long does the process usually take?
Well, the body must be cleaned and made to look somewhat presentable. We don't want flaking or anything. And then, what's the word that you people use?
Necromancer.
The Keeper of the Ancestors will raise him again to assist the village.
But is he really useful if he only has one arm? Like, is that worse?
One is better than none.
And I don't think they get tired.
No,
that's exactly right.
Tarok still looks a little bit uncomfortable about this whole honored dead thing. So.
It's really quite resourceful of you.
We've been offering Farshaw this unique gift, but they keep turning us down. They want to waste their dead by burying them.
Souls should pass on.
The soul does. The body stays.
Oh, so they've figured out like necromancy without binding souls to
this
fire.
They have.
Oh my god. Okay, back on Doc real quick. Yeah. Alright, okay. I see.
Great.
Not how it works, but you know.
Bunch of prudes back at Farshaw. Don't worry about them.
But yes, we will honor our agreement and send some of our best warriors down to fight with you when these pirates make their way here.
Thank you, Jakala. I appreciate you honoring your word.
Of course.
And we've also killed I assume you need Tar as well as those from Farshaw. We have killed Timothy Tikwani, the large Tyrannosaurus. And I pull out from my bag a claw.
I pull out his eyes.
So gross.
Oh, this is fantastic news. Our tar gatherers went to the pits last week and appeared to have taken up residence, so they didn't get as much as we'd wished for. But you've killed him now.
Yes, we have.
And we also somewhat made peace with the tar gatherers, the Thanatons.
Oh, we have a general non-aggression pact between us. We trade with them sometimes.
Nice. We have a habit of killing the things we meet.
I see.
But this is very good news indeed. They are quite good gatherers. Not just of tar, but of fruits and things that we cannot grow here on the peninsula.
I hate to push the hospitality. Could we perhaps go with you to the tar pits? And I'm sure you're more experienced in gathering it than we are. Could maybe a few of you help us bring some back to Farshaw?
Of course. You don't want the people from Farshaw to know the way there, so that they can perhaps go themselves sometimes.
Actually, that would be better. If we go back to Farshaw, we'll pick up some people, and they'll come back, and you can teach them how to gather tar. And perhaps in a week, we can go and fix the sea wiring.
Wyvern.
Calista, that was the most intelligent thing I think you've ever said. That was... Yes.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, we need to fix the goddamn boat. We've got the wood. We got the tar.
That's all you need,
That's
baby.
That's literally the only goddamn quest we've been doing so far. I don't know what the fuck else we've been doing but dying. Fuck. Holy shit.
Yeah, we'll do that if you don't mind. Yeah.
Of course. How quickly can you get back here? A
few days.
Probably take about 3 days. Turn around to get to Farshaw, back.
I mean, I could run on the water.
God damn it.
But you can get there quicker.
Pew!
Yep. Just glitch through the scene.
Essentially. All right. A lot of pixels pop out.
May I have another word with you?
Oh, right. Whoops.
Briefly.
Yes. With this lot here.
These three? Right. Anything for them? Anything I can say they can hear? There is one more thing. Though this Milantika was a heretic and an exile, he was not all wrong. The aspect of Zodzilaha said something, and I'm sure he didn't mention it to you. He informed us that Shutakutli was not yet dead, though he was dying. So what this man said was not true lies. Zodzilaha has Shutakutli imprisoned and is drawing his power. But there is still a spark. Some embers smoldering there still. And I know you are in no real position to make many choices right now. But please, hear me out. It is never wise to give yourself to an evil god. And this Zodzilaha is an evil god. Please, reconsider where you put your worship, lest more suffering come from it.
Boy, you've spent time on this island now. Trekked from the north to the south. What do you think the main rule of this land is?
Well, it seems to me like the strongest survive.
Good and evil have no sway here.
Good and evil have sway everywhere, Jakar.
Unless Shuta Kudli can take his throne back himself, we have no need of a dying god. As much as you might believe he is a better choice, if he is weak and cannot protect us, then what does he have to offer?
Maybe not much, but there is power in hope. It can light even the darkest of caves. And there are others out there as well. But enough of this for now.
We shall talk again, boy.
Yes, perhaps converting the natives can wait until after the pirate invasion, Tarok. We just got them on side. You really want to piss them off again?
I merely say what I saw and speak the truth of our conversations.
There's really no pleasing you, is there?
Not until all the world is bathed in light, Marcelo.
Oh my gosh, all right. But really now, I mean, they've survived here this long. They're very strong people. I like them. And we head out.
So she kind of like lets you go. You guys are residing, I imagine, with the Deer Clan again.
The most
hospitable. Mm-hmm. They've also done the most trading, as I've mentioned before, with Farshore. So they've got the most people who can speak broken Tal'dan. And so they get you some food. They get you a hut to kind of bed down in for the evening. Next day, you kind of head back towards Farshore. Sans Milantika. I do want to know what you guys procured from his body.
So I swapped back my belt. I kept his belt and the collar of armor.
I took back my stone of luck.
Fucking yours.
He does have the snakeskin cloak, but I don't know if that's...
So how big's your comb belt?
Two.
Plus two.
Plus two. Wasn't do you much. Want it?
Nah, I got my dex belt. Fuck it. I'll leave it on him.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, I took it. Well, no, give it a kid or something.
It's about like looting the characters these days. Like stuff we picked up along the way makes sense, but like we've talked about.
I get that.
No, the call of armor used to be mine, so I took it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything like you
and I
had
took back. Yeah,
up.
And then because I'm not gonna put a belt back on a dead person.
Except for
like
his
that's.
Goggles.
Bad boys look good.
So I'm assuming the shirt of immolation is gonna stay on him.
Yeah. Good fucking shirt, guys.
The snake skin cloak.
Dead cloaker resistance.
We've actually figured out an infinite money scheme where we just keep bringing in Brad characters.
Sell off the loot.
Yeah. Alright, so everything else stays that you haven't already taken. Alright, so you head back towards Farshore. Marshall, I think it's your turn.
I just did one. That's Calista's turn. For sure.
No, we
and
looked,
behind
we
the wall.
Around.
Do you want me to do it again?
Everyone's already, so...
I can roll.
No, there's less chance behind the wall, but there's always a chance.
94.
You're right.
Oh, thank God.
Alright. So, next day, Calista.
Ah, shit.
And you'll make it to Farshore at midday. So.
Oh, please. Ah, 91.
You too. Just bloody rolling near each other all the time.
Yeah.
Lame.
Calista.
Calista.
All right, so you make it to Farshore. None the worse for wear after your brief 1.5 day journey from Tanaroa. The only worse for wear thing is the timeline ticking closer to a 2-month mark. As we're now into the fourth week by 2 days.
Ooh.
But yeah, so you guys head back and make it to Farshore. Is there anything particular?
I was trying to remember. Because I think me and Tarok had a little chat at some point. But did I ever go back to Ruby and the tailors
no.
to get clothes.
No, but I would like some.
Because we look like shit.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do want to go do. And check in on Avner. Those are like my two main things.
So do we have any money?
We have so much money.
He had a bag.
Did you guys want my gold bag?
I will take your gold, I reckon. That's what I'll pilfer from you. Doesn't need that in the afterlife.
Yeah, stacking the items is too strong, yeah, but taking yeah, all the was, leftover gold.
2,950
I have
gold.
75 gold.
2,950.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2,950, mate.
I have there over 5,000 gold.
What?
Yeah. Like, all right.
2,150, take it. I would have all wanted right. you to
Luckily,
have it.
You're in a backwater, which really doesn't have much for sale.
Yep.
I've been stealing like everything we come across. I'm juiced up.
All right, so first stop on the way back to Farshore isn't going and telling Lavinia how things went anything like that.
I mean,
it's going to get
I would. No, I would go to
Lavinia.
Just
going to
That's a given.
Talk to the kid.
You go and talk to Lavinia. Are you going clothes shopping as well, Calista?
I don't need to. I've got gauntlets.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got your
gauntlets. Yeah, all my cool shit.
Wear whatever, I look like wear whatever clothes.
Yeah, I look like crap
want.
Underneath, but you know.
Smells real bad. Nah. Never wash those gauntlets.
Yeah, no, I probably would get like a set of like just comfy clothes, but then I look good.
Can we set up some volcanic baths in Farshore? In like
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Need to find a volcano on the island.
Yeah.
Temut.
Maybe there's some like underground volcanic activity happening. It's an aqueduct system.
So let's spend the next 4 weeks digging a big old hole.
A bath. That's going to the next 4 weeks go straight into building a bathhouse.
A bathhouse.
Priorities.
It's important.
It'll keep morale up.
So I'm going to hand wave the shopping spree.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to get a new set of like Saronite robes. I want to get them to like make me a new set of embroidered robes.
Well, the eldest Mariold said she knew of my house. Versailles House.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to make me something custom and schmick.
Yep, it's probably been enough time by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look good.
Yeah, so she like brings out this really nice, like it would be the equivalent of like a noble's outfit. But it's like quite close, like close cut, really nice and stylish, at least the approximation of stylish from when she left four years ago to come here. It's still not out of style.
It's
pretty classic.
Nice.
But dark and like black with like your house colors embroidered throughout the whole thing as well. Just subtly though. Like not like overt, just subtle like threads and stuff.
Well, in the end, over the top of it's like a belt and some shadow chain mail and like some elven boots and like every other magical item under the sun. So, but goddamn, it doesn't feel nice. Wearing some clean clothes.
Mm-hmm. And, all right. So, you, after speaking to Lavinia, you go shopping. You can, but Lavinia says it'll probably take about a day to gather some people to head, some brave individuals to head north with you. It'll also be a good test for some of the new town guard.
Also, we need some cattle.
Yeah.
Oh, right. The cow.
Well, lots of cats.
Yeah. Paint them together, yeah. Make them moo.
And I think that you organised that before you left last
Yeah, week. We did.
Because the thing's like... Well, the full moon's like still a couple of days away, isn't it? Because we went early.
Yeah. So, yeah. The next day, though, the Blue Nixie sails all of you. It makes the trip a lot quicker. They drop you off. Near one of the outer villages, not Tanaroa, one of the other ones. So you have to walk from there, but makes the trip only a day trip to Tanaroa instead. With nice. you have the town guard, which includes the captain.
Yep, Mr. Kabunga.
Like, why the fuck are you picking up Tara, Although, aren't you?
Alva.
Yeah.
Alva, sorry. Yep. Him, three town guard members, as well as about six other citizens. They're just there to carry buckets, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They each have a bucket each and a stick across their back. They brought with them some small supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you guys. Like, your companions are less comfortable staying in Tanaroa.
Mm-hmm.
But then the prospect of sleeping outside the wall is also not particularly good to them either.
I believe we'll be welcome there. We have had some dealings with their leader.
Just don't insult their god.
Ulver kind of looks at you and he's like,
we're going to make camp out here tonight, I think, instead of going in. We don't want them to think we're coming in armed.
Suit yourself. Maybe we can go in, Marcelo Callista?
Yeah, of course. Mm. They've always welcomed us. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, you guys are becoming pretty chummy with some of the traders. Mm-hmm. Some of those traders from the deer tribe do actually come out to the small camp anyway to trade some goods with the villagers.
Can I try and hustle up some diamonds or some diamond dust while I'm here?
Ooh.
You can always try.
Yep.
Ooh.
I can help you.
Roll me a diplomacy.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I'm thinking, Callista, you know, I've been in quite a few pickles. I could really use some diamonds.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm sure they'll have things to sell for you. I did a 27.
Sick. That's good. I did a 24.
Ooh.
Your diplomacy is that high?
I've got a plus 15.
Jesus.
Just never uses it.
I've never had a reason to use it.
So, you have a chat with some of the traders and things like that. You're kind of like walking around between seeing what they've got on them. None of them actually have any diamond dust. But you quickly learn that they, like, because you inquire about it and, like, you kind of describe what it looks like to them and stuff so they know what you're talking about. And you quickly learn that there's only one person in the village that keeps anything that is even remotely similar to that. And that is the Zombie Master.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Also, headcanon. Callista gets along with these people because she speaks very simply. There's no like complex jargon, no tier two words. It's like easy to understand.
What's a tier two word, Charming?
It's got two syllables.
Words in context. So if you're learning about shapes, it's like perimeter. That's a tier two word.
To the outside.
Yeah. Words that you wouldn't need unless you're talking about a specific thing. Yeah,
so Callista's really like that
pure tier one words only.
Insides, outsides, lines. No vertices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what you get with the information that you're gathering off people.
You guys want to go see the Zombie Master? This could be interesting.
I mean, I don't, but if we have to, we might as well.
I think it'd be in the best.
I want to see Millen Ticker now.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm kind of fascinated.
I didn't even think of that.
I guess that's probably going to be on the cards.
I mean, look, he was a bit of an idiot. We all knew he was going to die eventually.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, definitely after when we came out of that fight with the aspect of whatever it was.
But he was Godzilla. So sweet. You know, he was so sweet and
he was
thoughtful.
He was very good-natured.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember that other dickhead we were traveling with for a while?
I suppose, yes, it was a very nice change of pace, but always gone too soon.
So who remembers the Zombie Master's name?
Ooh, I think I wrote this down, actually. And I was like, oh, there it is. Mvembi.
Mvembi?
There's M in front of him.
Mvembi.
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 Ask Jakar. Jakar, is it right if we could have an audience with Mvembi? I would like to potentially trade some things with him.
You're not with Jakal.
No,
you were talking with the deer clan.
I'll give the deer clan.
Oh, that's right.
Deer strand clan. Where can we find Mvembi?
And they kind of point you towards, like, you saw him coming out of that region, like the essentially the city of the dead.
Yeah, it's like it's a big monolith of bones, right?
That big skull shaped house over there. Yeah.
Well, it's like the fifth village.
Yeah.
That obviously doesn't have any living people.
I see. God,
so middle. And I offer a quick prayer to Sarenrae before we go in. Please give me strength, Sarenrae. This is not what I'm about. Just need to talk to him.
I offer a quick prayer to Zodzilla.
And that's the thing,
just to counteract Tarok.
Like I know I described last time, like each of the entrances to each of these tribes is like a signpost, an archway, which kind of their creatures carved on them. And this one though is made entirely from bone. And so you pass under this bone archway.
Bones?
The ever-watching eyes of skulls. Jeez. Pointed inwards from the columns that hold up the arch. And it's quiet on the other side.
Well, this is a choice.
No flaming bats.
You see that in front of the doors of the huts, there's like small bowls with like various fruits and berries kind of placed in them. Each of them has like pictograms kind of carved in the doors. And then you kind of make your way further into this city of the dead. And all around you is just quiet. I get a perception check from everybody.
27.
8.
21.
All right. It is obviously not Callista, but everyone else that notices the sounds of like shuffling. And you turn behind and you see that the doors to the huts you've kind of walked past swing open slowly, and shuffling feet of ancestors can't kind of move into the path behind you. And just that still silence of the grave hangs on them.
Stifle the urge to channel.
It's okay. It's okay. It's normal here.
This is weird.
Mm-hmm. And there's one hut stands apart. Mm-hmm. You can see the flicker of firelight coming through the curtain that kind of hangs over the door frame.
Well, I guess this is it. Mvambi, may we have audience with you?
You may enter.
I step through the curtain, hold it open for Callista and Marcella.
Yep. Okay. You walk in.
Yeah.
And inside, the place reeks.
Of?
You can smell the decay. Sitting against the far wall, you see a cauldron much larger than any that would be used to cook food in. About it is strewn bones and entrails from various humans and creatures. And a thick, viscous, red and black liquid kind of sits inside the cauldron, filling it up. And bits of flesh and fur kind of bob to the top and sink back down.
Callista,
what is it you are doing here?
Callista covers her mouth and nose. It's like with both her hands.
You enter this sacred place. What do you want with the ancestors?
It's actually something with you that I want, Mvambi. If you would have me, I come to offer trade.
What do you outsiders have to trade that I don't already have?
Well, that's to be seen. We have quite a few wonders that probably have not graced the island of Dread before, or this village of Tanaroa. But more, I must say what I want. It is diamonds. Diamonds of dust. I understand you're the only one who has them as a practitioner of the magical arts. I know their power, I know their worth, and I will offer something of value in exchange.
You are after the spirit sand.
Aye, the spirit sand.
Oh, I love it.
It's like really cool.
It's a good word for it.
I have some of this, yes. Mm-hmm. But it is something very powerful for me. You must offer something of equal power.
Mm-hmm. The tooth. The tooth of Hazu. You have it, Tarot.
I don't need to give you the tooth. I don't want to give this boob with a fucking tooth. Yes, that's a fucking really cool good idea to do it.
I'm sure he seems like the kind of fellow who'd appreciate it.
Let us start off small.
Price this artifact for 1,000 DP.
Perhaps, you know? And I pull out.
Gives you a bite attack. It's useless.
Take out the prayer beads that we found in the tomb on Elismagorti, was it? Was it Elismagorti? Elismagorti with the will-o-wisp, and say, I know you are a practitioner of the holy arts in your way, in your own way. These are something I found in an ancient tomb far, far away, and they have great magic imbued in them.
These look like they are made by the people of old.
Indeed. There was similar iconography there as to your people here.
But I ask you to show me something I have not seen before, and you bring me something from my very own people.
Very well, that makes sense. That's not a very good offer, is it? Instead, maybe, perhaps this, and I pull out the ring of swimming. You see the craft? It is unlike anything you would have seen out here, I'm sure.
And what
the jewelsmith's back on Avastan. It allows someone to move almost like a fish or a shark. To navigate the waters as if they were naturally born to them.
Perhaps I could trade this to some of the clan for something better. Interesting. You offer interesting things, young one. Then we will make this deal. The ring for a small bag of spirit sand.
The ring for a small bag of spirit sand.
So be it.
Kind of puts out his arm, and slices open a cut, like with his hand, slices that with a knife, slices open his hand.
Make the deal, priest.
And I pull out my scimitar, and very sharp scimitar.
Oh my god!
Nick my hand.
Oh.
And take his.
Okay, just gross. Clap your hands together.
Everybody, clap your hands.
And now I have HIV.
The pact is done.
And he kind of stands up and walks over to a small chest that's sitting next to this giant cauldron filled with God knows what.
Mantica.
opens the chest and gathers a small bag, hands it to you. Can I get a heal check from you, please?
28, I think, because I've got a ridiculous heal.
Oh.
Yeah, 28.
This small bag filled with spirit sand is very obviously made from human flesh.
Yummy.
Ooh.
A leathered human flesh.
Human flesh makes terrible leather, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Magically.
Thanks. thanks, Buffalo Bill.
Our skin's not thick enough to make good leather, okay?
They just didn't rub the lotion on the skin.
Is there be anything else you be wanting?
That is all for now, Mbembe. We'll take our leave. I will, at least. You guys can stay here. It's fucking creepy.
Of course. Yeah. Let me show you the way out. Milentika!
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
show your companions out of your city of the damned.
And kind of like pulling back the black curtain with his left hand, bending down. His flesh still charred and blackened. But now chemically treated. His face has been left obviously bare, but the rest of his body, where it has been burned and singed, has been wrapped in a cloth of type.
Turning into a mummy.
And
this is not right.
It was meant to be.
You think it should have smelled worse than this? But it smells like a nice pork barbecue.
pine needles.
This is like all these different mix of chemicals, and it, compared to what was. Whatever the hell was in that cauldron. It smells much nicer. And yes, slowly starts shuffling towards the entrance to the City of the Dead.
Kind of like poke him a bit.
Marcello.
Kind of stumbles a little bit sideways when you poke him and just keeps walking.
How often do you get the chance to meet a zombie? Isn't this interesting?
Suppose in a way, but... It's not pleasant.
Are you in there, Milentika?
No, he's not. Actually, maybe he is.
I like his sense of humor.
You can roll me a knowledge religion.
16.
They're relatively common zombies anyway.
Yeah.
The reason that Pharasma has huge problems against undead is there is a small shard of their soul that's trapped inside of them. It's a very tiny shard.
But it's not a complete of a shard
to stop them from ever reincarnating.
Reincarnating, going through the circle.
Yeah,
you're not even an uncommon or rare zombie.
No. It's just a regular.
I'm just
common.
A basic bitch.
Just a zombo.
I blame the summoner. I was deserving a better version. Benvi has always been a little bitch in my mind. No, he's fine.
Well, now you're his bitch, so.
Yeah, I literally.
There is but a slither of what was Milentika left in this. It is a walking corpse and not much else.
I suppose it is sad, but he was already dead, so I failed to see the, any real ethical repercussions.
Well, like this, he can never live again.
What do you mean?
I'll explain it as we go out. You know, like leave the village, they're feeling uncomfortable. It's like, do you know how necromancy works, Marcelo? Callista?
Not in deep, not in depth. Not.
In yeah, I finally stopped covering my mouth and nose. Oh, I really don't like it over there. I wipe my drool. And I go, yeah, but it's not like, I don't know why he had to get Milantica to show us the way out. Like, that's
do not like this
gross. But you got what you wanted, yes?
Yeah, I got what I wanted, but...
How much did you get, though?
Yeah, enough
of
it.
How much did I get, you know?
How much?
Your diamond dust. Your one shot.
A bag of diamond dust.
You got 1,000 gold pieces worth.
Sick.
Hey.
Nice. Bit of a surcharge, but that's not bad.
Yeah, I knew it was going to have to be a trade. It was cool.
Why didn't you show him the tooth? Surely you would have been able to get more.
The tooth, I do not know. There's something about that. I don't want it in the hands of that man. Anyone who would do this to the dead, I don't think he knows what he's doing, but so there's a reason necromancy is frowned upon across all the worlds of all the countries of Avastan. You know, do you know what? It requires soul energy to animate the dead. You can't just bring life out of nowhere. So the souls of those beings or other beings are trapped in there and they cannot pass on. They can never complete their journey to the River of Souls and beyond the Boneyard.
I guess that does sound a bit grim.
The balance of positive and negative energy is awry when this happens.
So what you're saying is that after a pirate attack, we should get rid of this.
I would be open to it.
Get rid of what?
Well, I mean, if you think about all these people here who aren't able to pass on, that's pretty shit.
I mean, it's their customs and their culture. You must say, but before Milantica himself was turned into a zombie, he actually quite revered his zombie relatives. He thought that they were being honored in a way. I don't think it's our choice as to what happens with these people. I know we often think of ourselves as gods walking these lands, but we are but... Well, I'm a human. I don't know what you two are.
All right, well,
we're but humanoids. We're but people in these lands. We're guests, you know?
All right, well, maybe just Milantica then?
You really want to piss off the village that's so close to Farshore after we've just done so much work to,
not that we want to
make reparations?
It's not that we want to piss it off, Marcelo. It's just... I want to do what's right. I know that this is the custom here, but sometimes customs are wrong.
Well, you realize what's right is subjective.
I mean, arguably not in a world where there's an enforced morality.
Whoever's
moral absolutism.
Whoever's stronger is right, and if we're able to save these people, then obviously we're right.
Yeah, you too.
I don't agree with that necessarily. I hear the logic.
Well, I mean, you could say what's right is what's good, but to someone who's quote-unquote evil, they think that what they're doing is right.
Yeah, but they're evil.
Yeah, and we're not. That's why what we do is right.
And in another plane, what's evil is good and what's good is evil.
No, not good or evil. It's I like it or don't like it. There's strict delineations of good and evil.
Maybe on certain axes, but we can have these sort of philosophical discussions sort of all day.
Speaking of philosophical discussions, now that you're out of the place and the smell's not so overwhelming for you, can I get a knowledge religion check? You have to have a point in it if you're going to roll it.
I, on principle, do not.
I don't have a rank in it, but I'm proficient in it. Can I still roll it?
18.
If you have a rank, you can roll.
No, you need to have
a rank.
She has a rank.
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
Don't put ranks into it. Don't be a weeb. Just be cool.
Pop one and everything.
So it's now that, like, you're kind of not kind of faced with having to deal with him in his place of power, that you recall an obscure bit of lore that you read about one time about, like, because the thing that kind of sticks in your head is that giant iron cauldron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped in chains. With bits of like bone and flesh and stuff floating around in there. And you remember this obscure bit of lore about it being called Ngunga.
Ngunga?
Ngunga. And it seems it's the focus for Juju magic.
An arcane knowledge wouldn't work?
No, it's divine. Because it specifically ties a spirit to it.
Damn religion.
And with that spirit, the sorcerer or the power that controls the Ungunga can do great and terrible things. Anywhere from healing the sick to taking someone else's life.
If it's a juju zombie, they actually don't...
You're not a juju zombie.
You're a common zombie, damn it, Brad. We've been over this.
He doesn't make juju zombies. He makes normal zombies, but easier. He can exactly. Make. He can make them. He just doesn't because there's.
I was
bad
special.
Use of his powers.
I should have.
You were a heretic, bro. Yeah.
They hated you.
They really fucked.
They did not want your spirit back.
They really did not.
But it's a it's a very potent source of power. Mm-hmm. The Ungunga.
But it's fun to say Ungunga.
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 Ungunga. Ungunga.
Unga bunga.
Well, look, Callisto, if anything does happen and the time comes where you do want to, you know, do something, I mean, the first place we'd strike is our cauldron. But.
Okay. Well, I'm not a fan of going inside that hut.
I'm going to have no part of this if you decide to try and take it out on these people. In fact, I will actively work against you. Farshore is under too much threat as it is to have a bunch of pissed-off Tanaroans.
We understand.
An army of zombies.
We know how to compromise for now, but we can't forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Let's fight the pirates, and then let's fight a bunch of zombies. And a bunch of villagers.
Leave.
And then a demon lord that looks after the villagers that like to have the zombies that almost killed us once. Yes, let's all rush into our depth so we can then be reincarnated as zombies. Is that what you want? Do you want to be a zombie?
No. Which is why I would like to end the practice of zombification in this country.
Goodness me.
Marcelo, I'm not a rash man. You don't have to worry.
Good. But as a religious man, I would have thought that you'd respect the beliefs of all people.
I mean, mainly my own. I respect them to a point. I'll listen to them all. I'll allow people to have their beliefs and cultures and practices, but I will show them a better way if I can.
Well, you just explicitly said you're not going to allow them to have their practices.
To a point, you know. But let's say those practices, you know, break the cosmic order of the universe. And cause more suffering than good, then I would feel obliged to perhaps enact the tenets of my god.
Well, I mean, you don't know their suffering.
I've got a pretty good idea.
So I'm guessing you're going back to the camp?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so yeah, you bunk down for the night, and next morning you head back once more through the gates into the wilds of the Isle of Dread. As we know, it's a nice one and a half day trip to the tar pits, which means Jonty. You're up, buddy.
Ooh, yes! Let's go.
You guys, Todd should have just got someone else to collect it for you.
Come on, Nat McWine.
Yeah, but we're going to show them the first place.
And we don't want anybody else to.
Eight.
We don't want anybody else to die.
Oh, my God. Eight. Oh.
008.
Holy shit. You're right. Banned. That's
roll
it.
Roll it again.
One more badass than 007. 008.
Again.
Again.
Literally.
Holy.
Damn.
Two for
eight.
Two.
Eight.
As you, Jonty, you roll me a d4.
Two.
All right. So as you're kind of pushing through the undergrowth during the late afternoon, can I get a perception check from everybody?
My favorite check.
Ooh, dog 21.
Utter dog
nice.
Shit.
18.
29.
Callista beat me.
Yeah.
Wow, bro. Thinking about religion.
Looking out for
morality.
I'm too confused about it.
Looking out for the people.
Did Tarek have a point? No.
Did Marcelo have a point?
It's the children that are wrong.
It's Saren Ray who's wrong.
Callista certainly didn't have a point. I'm really worried about that woman. Might is right. Not a good philosopher.
Tarok and Callista, you notice a noise up ahead in the brush, and through the parting of some of the bushes, you see a small group of wild boar foraging in the ground.
I was like, Minotika. Oh my
god.
Or it will fireball.
Well, we can just walk around them, can't we?
I was trying to startle them.
Yeah, they don't seem to have noticed you yet.
That's great, because the three of us are now invisible.
You what about everyone else?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see them. Well, they just said, let's walk around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walk around what?
Some boars over there. Crazy.
Oh. Are you
hungry? They're just... No, they're just boars. It doesn't matter.
I'm a little bit hungry.
I haven't had good meat in a while.
Don't should we?
Did the deer clan
No, I mean it could be...
Did the deer clan
eat
meat, don't they?
No, deer clan and a vegetarian.
A vegetarian.
Would it be evil for us to kill grazing boar?
Well, I'm just saying... Well, it could be good training for our town's guards who have come with us and have not fought anything aside from... Alva, just smacking them?
I mean, it depends, Marcelo. Will you take pleasure in it?
That's for me to know. My throbbing erection to say otherwise.
What about you, Callista? Will you take pleasure in this act?
No.
I don't think so. They're just harmless animals, really.
I don't mind if silence as we stand there watching them graze.
This is our biggest moral quandary throughout the whole podcast. Do we kill animals? Really? Like, is it ethical to kill an animal?
Yeah. I mean, is it a pony-sized arachnid?
It's not self-defense right now. This is hunting. Flashbacks. We need the food.
No, we don't.
I don't really see any reason to kill them.
Did Farshaw have any notable shortage of meat or anything?
Well, let me check their alignment first.
You know, okay. Please do. I'm really torn.
Oh, they're true neutral.
Oh, so we can kill them. Look, if it's up to me, I don't want to just go in there killing boars. Yeah. Boars are pretty territorial.
Don't agitate them. They'll just go around.
Because then they'll attack us, which is what you want, isn't it, Tarok? You want them to attack us so you have a reason to kill them.
Give me a reason, damn it. Let this monster within me out.
Oh, man. The worst case, all these boars actually like merge into one big boar. It's like yeah, like Transformers. Like ding, 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 ding. This massive dinosaur.
Power Ranger boar.
Mecha boar power activate.
Bung, 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 bung.
Oh my god, we made a huge mistake.
It's just boars. Just move around.
We
though.
Should avoid the boar.
Just
move around.
Just because they have tusks like us doesn't mean we attack them.
But it's a random encounter.
You don't have to kill it. We don't even get XP by that.
Maybe they have loot. Maybe they have that magic item.
Yeah. I think I see one sticking
looks
out of the
corner. Drop black.
Yeah. Quick, use your eyes. Use your eyes.
Use my magic eyes.
Yeah. We're evolved.
I only have two more boars to kill to finish my boar quest.
Achievement unlocked. We go around though.
We go around. I had gathered that. So you kind of backtrack and give them a wide berth.
Yeah.
So it's not too... Yes, they are quite territorial, so you don't want to make them too angry. And you travel on the rest of the day quite fine. You make camp that evening.
That was a great encounter. Oh, 10 out of 10 encounter. Would come across random boars again.
What would have happened?
No auras of despair, no paralysis. Just a good old moral dilemma about what to do with
some boars. I just need
another
roll from you, please, Marshall.
You sure you don't want me to do it?
I mean, it's your track record, right?
Come on, 8 more boars.
More boars.
93. No more boars.
93 boars.
That's a lot of bacon.
Just running the charge.
Oh my god, they called for backup!
Alright, so you guys keep heading out. You make it to the tar pits. And, yep, you see your little gliding companions just running around. Like, they got little buckets
so
of tar just... And then like the one who was talking to you in common kind of like sees you all coming and he like waves and then he sees the other people behind you. He goes, and they just kind of all like pick up their buckets and start running towards the tree line away from you.
No, wait. I don't know how fast they run, but I will
not
dash
as fast as you
and be in front of them and like stop. Whoa! And I'm gonna try and be as unintimidating as possible.
Yeah,
as I try to, you know, gesture that they're all friends and there's no attacking or anything. I mean, one of them speaks common, right?
Some real tier one
language. Yeah. Tier one words. No, all friends. Friends, good. Thumbs up. You know, all that. Actually, no, I'll just be saying, no, we're friends. All good, all good. Don't run, don't run. Do I need to roll a diplomacy? Or? Yep. Yep. Boom.
Huge.
Yeah, 27.
Huge. Okay. So it seems to be... They're kind of like... And he's like translating to the other ones.
Nothing.
Okay, we won't run. But those ones have weapons. Like, you have weapons, but we know you. It's different.
No, it's just in case something else attacks us.
Yeah. Don't you remember what happened last time we were here?
Also, you guys raising any dead?
But
I hope they are, just for that comment.
Did you... Yeah, if you could show us your ways of collecting tar, and did you bring your leader here to chat with us?
No, the chief doesn't leave the town.
Oh, is your chief a lot bigger than you?
No, he just wears big hat.
We have to go to the village.
No,
that's a hierarchy I can get behind.
That's it, we gotta go.
Oh, that's worth wasting a few days there and back.
Oh,
gotta see this big hat.
God. Ooh.
First, take the bucket and you dip it in the tar. And you scoop it up. That's how you get the tar.
That's a lot Excellent. Easier than I thought.
Yeah. But you don't want to touch the tar or you burn yourself.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Alright.
Hey, you guys. People from Barsha were brought here. We've figured out the most advanced technique of tar gathering, you know. Passed down from generation to generation.
Put the bucket in the tar and you don't touch the tar. It's two very simple steps.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you screw it up, they'll report you to Alva Kabunga and you'll lose your week's militia money. This is basic stuff.
Alva's there with you.
Alva's there, yeah, he's right there.
You heard me, Alva.
But also, if
well,
you do...
I mean, you did help recruit them, so I'm not going to say no.
But if you do screw it up, also come and see me and I'll help heal your hands.
No, they need to learn a lesson.
Damn straight, yeah. Good on you, Alva.
All right.
Gotta toughen them up.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun. We collect tar.
All right, recruits, get in there.
All day in the tar pits.
Filling up inventory.
Oh no, we've run out of buckets. Quick, free iron to make more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, so, but yeah, like, it doesn't take long to fill up the buckets, in all honesty. Mm-hmm. The body is obviously nowhere to be seen of the giant T-Rex because you pushed it into the tar pit.
Yep.
And it is probably sunk to the bottom to make more tar.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Value.
But yeah, it only takes about half an hour for them to get their buckets and fill them up and like get ready to go back.
Now you know the secrets of the tar pits. Spread the word. Tell others what you have learned here today.
I really thought it would be a more complicated process than that, I gotta be honest.
Nobles.
Well, I mean, if another creature had come and taken this place as an area, then sure. We're lucky nothing has.
It takes more time waiting for the tar to cool down so that they can kind of comfortably or safely pick it up on the sticks and not spill it on themselves. So it's like it took 5 minutes to get the tar out of the pits and then 25 minutes for it to cool down enough that they were comfortable enough to put them on either end.
Ah, perfect time for a quick sermon.
Oh, boy.
God damn it. I'm going to go bury my head in the tar.
Yeah, you go talk to the little flying things. Race them around.
So tell me more about this big hat.
Oh my god.
It's big. Sits on his head. Made from wood.
Wooden hat? This is amazing. The Crimson Fleet can wait, I think. I gotta check this out.
Has, big cat carved in it.
Big cat?
Hmm. Ooh. Given us by, people. The cat people.
Well, you know where the...
The jaguar people.
Yeah, the jaguar people are. The cat
long,
people.
Long time ago. Gave it to us.
Rakustas.
Rakustas.
Have you seen them since?
No. I never see them.
Oh. Okay.
big chief said he has.
Chain quest.
Yes.
Help the Thanatons to get to the Rakastas.
Yeah. Get allies. More. Ooh, okay.
And then we can use the Thanatons and the Rakastas to take over Tanaroa and get rid of Mbembe.
Yeah. So
over my dead body, damn it.
Literally.
Yeah. He can make me a zombie if I still have all my powers.
Because that was one of our additional quests, to find the Jaguar people.
It was.
But Sea Wyvern's also up there.
Do the people we brought with us just so happen to know how to fix the boat?
They're the ones who would primarily be fixing it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sailing, so we don't need to escort them.
Nice. But you need to sail it back. Like, you've got Amella still as well.
Mm. But the Sea Wyvern's too valuable to leave. We can't just...
It's just, like, would just be securing. Because it would take about a week to fully repair it, you think.
Oof. So we're running out of time,
securing the actual area. Because, you like, Masher Reef, which was just north of where you crashed, had those giant... Like mashes. Snake fish things, yeah, mashes.
Oh, that's right.
The waters around the Isle of Dread are not known to be forgiving.
Yeah, we fucking crashed the ship.
So you're saying we shouldn't leave them to fix the boat
by themselves
while we go look at the big
cat. The big cat and find the big cats.
But
if that's the new, if that's what you want to like tell Olvar to do.
I hear it is a very big hat.
It's really big, yeah. With a cat.
Yeah.
Oh,
made
man.
Of wood.
Have you ever seen such a thing in your life?
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Well, I'm torn. I can't do it.
Charmaine is torn, Callista's not. Callista's like, yeah, let's fucking fix the sea wyvern.
Tarok picks up some tar.
Tarok.
Let me know how the hat is.
Fine.
Go look after the stupid boat.
You know, come see me, Chief.
Don't rub it in, alright?
Really want
we'll
to.
Be back to see the big chief.
Look, you'll be all right if I go off on my own for a few days. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Because timing-wise, it'll take us, say, about two... like
3 days to get there.
Yeah.
So another 6 days. We've already got
the
militia
2 days to get back.
Yeah.
And then you got to go and get the boat fixed.
And the boat fixing will take another week and a half. No. By then, we would be right at, like 7 weeks.
We could maybe get them to drop us off at Tanner on the way back.
And drop us off.
Yeah. I'm sorry, little fellows. We've got more important things to do right now, but maybe in a few weeks' time, we could meet you back here at the tar pits. Do you come regularly?
Yes. We need the tar.
Okay, nice. I still have a chance to see the big hat.
I just imagine their buckets being, like, significantly smaller.
Yeah, no shit.
It's just like, they're like, barely picking make up.
It takes many trips for us to get the same
Stop
amount.
Stop the same, damn it.
It takes many trips to get the same amount you get in one bucket for us.
I mean, it's all a matter of so economy cute. Of scale, though, as well, right? I'm not the economy of scale, but I mean, you know, like horses for courses. I don't imagine you have as big a structures as we do, you know?
I'm sure, but we have many.
Ooh. And how many hats?
Oh, my God.
Just one big hat.
Just one.
Must be one hell of a hat then.
Oh my god.
Probably got magic powers.
I wonder how they'd feel about smaller hats.
You know, my hat slot isn't filled yet.
I think if we were to bring a hat in, they'd be offended.
Big hat for me, small hat for you.
Oh, true.
I wear a tiara.
But you can wear hats on other places than just your head.
Tarok looks sideways at Marcelo. You can?
I'll show you later. Back in the tent when you're blindfolded.
How are you? Never mind. Alright, so you guys head back
towards the boat.
Barshaw.
The boat.
No, the Sea Wyvern.
That's
further out. We need the blue.
No, we need the
remember
next
how
scene.
Many days it took you to get from?
Yeah, we.
You're probably going to go. The easy thing to do would be
back
to
the blue
boat
Nixie
to pick you
and
up.
Then the Nixie to the Wyvern.
And then
Nixie,
go around.
Yeah.
It'd be way quicker that way.
Yeah. And the Nixie should already have the wood because we did the wood quest like 3 weeks ago.
If you go straight south, you'll be able to hit water in like less than a day. And if assuming they pick you up at that point, then you could just zip around.
We came up here with the blue Nixie, didn't we?
Yeah, to just near Tanner.
Yeah. So okay.
Yeah, we saved a bit of time then.
Yeah.
But yeah. Right. So with the tar, we go on the blue Nixie. The blue Nixie is going to bring us towards where the Sea Warren is.
All right, so you guys start heading back. You bunk down for the evening. And then the next day you start rolling. I'm going to roll for this one.
I keep my eyes peeled for mysterious figures coming out of the jungle or the mist. You know?
All right. I rolled for the random encounter this time.
Ooh.
How many boars?
Hmm?
How many boars?
How many boars?
It was 91 last time. 47. Now it's 170.
Oh.
Yes. So boars.
Give me one large enough to ride.
Have you seen a fucking wild boar? They're massive.
Yeah, they're huge. Yes. Can I get a perception check from everybody?
Yes.
I'm going pigging.
No. Fuck this dice.
31.
Nice.
4.
What did you get?
34.
I knew it.
Oh.
that's still more than you. Damn, I thought you were going to beat me.
Oh, wait. This is an auditory one.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Yeah, 29.
Get out of here, 31. Because I don't have any special things helping my giga perception.
So, you know that you're probably about 2 hours north of the wall at this point. It's mid-morning. And, yeah, so you guys are walking along and you just hear a roar, just a... Doesn't sound quite as big as a T-Rex, but it definitely sounds like a dangerous creature. And sounds like it's somewhere near you and moving closer.
Shit. We know that sound.
Oh, no.
Warm up.
Oh, what?
The recruits around you.
Something's coming.
You can see them kind of like their hands shaking.
Pissing their pants.
Yeah, one of them does piss his pants.
Get behind us.
And Uva's just kind of like standing there. He's like spear at the ready, like positioned, ready to go. And it takes you a couple of seconds, and you're like, the sound seems to have stopped moving towards you, but instead you just hear like the sound of like something hitting flesh.
Ooh.
Just whoop, whoop,
whoop, shit.
And then just like this creature just crying out in pain, and just like you hear the sound of like something like the giant teeth crunching down on metal, and just whoop, whoop, whoop. We'll find out what it is next week.
The Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition ruleset in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.